GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Welcoming back Jim Labreck, CMS, carbon mitigation specialist, our technical advisor on energy, sitting behind the bulletproof glass over in spacious Studio 7A. Jim, I remember when George was resistant to embrace social media, but we got him online. And now here's another landmark, a red letter day, where he has embraced the heat pump.
Wow, George, you are really coming up in this world.
I'm next thing you know, I'm going to...
You must have slept good last night with your air conditioner from that heat pump working. You look so refreshed.
I was quite cold, actually.
You were.
I turned it down.
Our listeners know, George has said this before, he's not a fan of AC, and maybe that's because of the way you were brought up, maybe in the big city or down south.
Well, AC's okay. I don't mind AC. I don't like to be cold. I go to the restaurants when I'm down in Florida. I'm damn near freeze to death in the restaurants because the waitresses want to be cool. But
like the way Letterman kept the studio.
There are instructions, George. So I know. Maybe Rick could go down and read them to you.
No. Ask him if he's got one. He sticks his stuff in the window.
Well, we have a dispute over where to put it on the side of, not on the side of the house, but where to put the diffuser on the first floor, because Elizabeth doesn't want it in the family room.
Have it in both places.
What do you mean have it in both places? No, she doesn't want it on. The ideal wall is not a wall that she wants a diffuser on because she has art.
Art.
And she can't put it on the outside wall where the windows are because there's no room because there's a bay window.
Well, so, my guys came in and I pointed to the wall. I said, I want one. And I knew exactly where they had to go. But anyway, and the guy said, oh, it's going right there.
Yep.
Same place. They hooked it up outside and that's fine. And now, I have my thermometers in both rooms. Last night when I went to bed, my temperature in the house was 72. And the humidity was 47%.
And you were freezing. Maybe you need some iron or something, George.
No, I was,
multivitamins.
I was freezing when I sat next to it. My granddaughter has one. It's fantastic. Yeah. No, I really wanted it primarily for spring and fall heat.
Right.
The AC is a bonus.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we could do some, what does George need to know? And because so many other people are getting these heat pump things, maybe... Jim, you could lead us on a primer of what people need to know now that they're like newly owners of a heat pump.
Well, I think they need to know that these things here, unlike your window unit, let's compare it to your, through the wall or through the window unit, right?
You mean the four that I have hanging up my windows in my house right now? Yeah, thanks.
The big thing is you don't have to, have your wife nag at you every year to either put them in or take them out and procrastinate and deal with that mental factor.
And by the way, when you take them out, you tip them over and they leak water all over the floor.
Leak water.
Everywhere.
If you don't put it in right, falls down and kills somebody.
Yeah. Well, that hasn't happened yet.
But the other thing is that they're super quiet.
I don't know what's there.
Right.
Sorry.
That's relative to that, what we call window shaker that Rick has.
Okay.
And then
I don't like the way this is going now.
And then
I stood right next to the outdoor unit last night and I didn't even know. I thought it was off.
Rick's meter.
So quiet.
Rick's meter.
All right, you're going to give me an aneurysm in a second.
Is going to spin more than twice as fast as George's meter. But then Rick can say, look, I'm air conditioning just like George, but my meter's spinning faster. It must be a bad meter. I mean, that's a pretty profound excuse today.
I'm going to bitch and moan to the PUC about it.
There you go. Everybody else does. Why not?
I will say, and my daughter laughed at me when I said this, but I will say it just my own experience.
Your daughter laughed at you?
But when I said this.
All right.
My granddaughter has had it for quite a while.
Right.
And when I'm there, it feels different to me than the AC that you get like Rick is doing.
It is different.
It feels, I don't know, I don't know how to exactly explain it, but it's a more comfortable cool.
That's right. It's Rick's unit, because it has a real thin cooling coil, it doesn't dehumidify well at all, okay? So what happens is that the air becomes very wet going into the house. You know, you don't pull enough moisture out. This is what happens with the difference between Rick's unit is this. You're pulling moisture out and the coil gets all wet. You know, if you just leave a cup of a glass of cold water on the cupboard, you see how the outside condenses water, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens in the air conditioning is you got this cold coil and it starts dripping this water, starts wringing out that water. But what happens is that when the temperature gets down on Rick's unit, the compressor shuts off, the coil warms up, and then the air coming through that coil dries the coil out and puts all the moisture back in the air. So now you have that moisture back in the air you put back in that you already paid to take out with a colder temperature, so then the relative humidity goes way up to the point where now you have mold and mildew and that type of smell. You know, you notice this, especially in motel rooms and stuff like that, whereas your unit, George, when the temperature starts approaching the set point, the compressor slows down and keeps that coil cold and then lets the water continuously drip out, and it does it at a fraction the energy that Rick's does.
All I noticed, I don't know too much about techie stuff. I don't try to get techie. I noticed yesterday the dew point was 68 when I checked outside in Bangor. It was 68 and the temperature was 91, something like that. Inside my house, it was 72, and the dew point and the relative humidity, I guess, was 47-48%.
Well, no wonder you slept so good.
Slept well.
Rick, how did you sleep?
Shut up. Anyway, a text message is coming into us in the MTG text line about this, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-447. I wondered this as well. I know the guy, Matt Scott, from Dave's World.
Awesome.
That guy, and you hear him on the program. Please ask Jim why it sends this from Whitefield, and I wondered this as well. Please ask Jim why the interior part, the diffuser, has to be so high on the wall. Who wants to look at one of those ugly things? I have four of them in a restaurant, and they look terrible. Talk Wyatt off the, not the ledge, but talk him off the diffuser so high up on the wall.
Yeah. No, they have all kinds of options for units inside. If you have a suspended ceiling, you can put up above and have a diffuser, just like a regular big building with air conditioning in it. They have wall floor-mounted units. They have a number of different options. The reason why most people go with that is because it's fast and cheap.
Mm. Okay. I've seen the unit where it is, it has a slot, I guess, in front of it where you can put a picture, a framed picture, and it diffuses around the picture on the wall.
That's right. There's all kinds of options. So, and different manufacturers have different options. That one that you're talking about with the picture is, I can't remember the manufacturer of it here now, but I'll think of it in just a minute.
But why so high? You would think that if it's going to pump out warm air, you want it, well, warm air is going to sink, so I guess go ahead, put it up high and let it float down. If it's cold air, no, hot air rises. So you would want to
force the hot air down, you put the cold air up.
Yeah. On your unit, George, you'll notice that unlike Rick's,
Crow, you're enjoying this a little too much.
There's an adjustment for the position of the blade. So
I can do left, I can go right, I can go up, so I can do down.
In the summertime, you can push the air straight across that hot ceiling. In the wintertime, you adjust the blades with your remote control to push the hot air down towards the floor.
Correct.
And let it sweep and circulate around the room. So it doesn't matter where you put it. You can just, with a remote control, adjust where you want the air to go.
Okay, let's go forward into the future here. Let's see. It's going to be about, 1 month from now when George gets his NMAX Amira bill, and he's going to see that his energy consumption his electricity consumption has gone up because he now has a heat pump.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go up.
Yeah.
I fully anticipated that when I did it.
It'll go up for less than half of the amount that it would if you bought one of Rick's window units and put
move
those
on
in.
From the Rick's unit?
Jeez. Here's a reason I really did this. When I came back, I noticed that this year we had a bad spring, right? At least for me.
I had a good one. I went out drinking every night.
All right, well, I don't do that. But my furnace was running a lot more than I wanted it to be running because I like to be comfortable.
Right.
Now, so my gamble is that in this coming fall, and part of the winter at least, and in the spring, that the heat pump will keep the furnace from running, so I'll save on the oil, and it will be a washout.
Yes, it's going, there's two benefits, two energy savings benefits in the spring and the fall under the scenario to which you're laying out for our fine audience. One issue is that you're only going to be trying to heat a localized area. You put it where you're going to be sitting and watching, you know, the Red Sox get beat and all that kind of stuff, George. So you're going to want it
there.
It's
the Patriots season. I'm going like, to get ugly.
You mean like last night?
You don't want them all.
The second thing is that when it's up in those temperature ranges, spring, summer, and fall, the coefficient performance, the efficiency is upwards of 300%. You can't touch that with oil, natural gas, or anything. So you're operating at the highest efficiency and then localizing the heat, which you aren't dispersing heat throughout a whole building that you're not using, sitting there by yourself.
So that's an important question. George, in your home, what room is farthest? What room is farthest? What room is the greatest distance away from the diffuser?
My bedroom.
His bedroom. Now, how cold is it going to be in the bedroom considering this unit, which is going to, granted, it's a supplement. Well, how cool?
I checked last night.
Right. What was it?
It was 72 in the living room.
Right.
And it was 73 in the bedroom.
Good.
And it was one degree difference. That was it.
That could be an indication of some superior insulation in your home.
Could be anything, really.
Yeah. No.
It could be a difference in the two thermometers.
No, let me throw Rick for a loop. Rick, what was the difference between one of your air conditioning units at one end of the house and the other end?
When did it become pick on Rick day here?
We never had a Rick day.
Truthfully, the boys are away at Grampy and Nini's up in the county, so I wasn't using two of the other units in the house, in their room. So I just shut them off and shut the doors to the room. We only had the one going on in our bedroom and one downstairs. Well, so it wasn't as bad as you think.
You know what? This is going to be a really good day for a lot of politicians and public utility officials and so forth that we ended up talking about heat pumps instead of
railing on them.
Instead of going Hang to on Augusta.
A Caller, hi, GHRT. You got a question about the heat pump for Jim Lebrecht, CMS?
Good morning. I heard installation and cost of the unit has gone way up. I'm wondering if Bellis George could give us a little color about that.
Can you give us an idea of installation? How it's maybe that question is not for you, George, maybe it's for.
I can tell you what mine was, but you get a $500 rebate, first of all.
Yeah. Typical, the simplest installation is about $3,100 typically. And you get a $500, like a company that Professor Hill and I started, and I'm an advisor for it, Matt Key Pump, Main Alternative Comfort. They give an instantaneous rebate. So that brings you down to $2,600.
That's right in the ballpark.
Right.
Right in the ballpark. And they have to. They also have to evaluate how much line they have to run. Now, in my case, they got to have 220.
Right.
So they had to drill a few holes and do a couple of things. But basically, it was kind of a standard kind of installation. It wasn't difficult for them.
Right.
Listener writes to us that if it wasn't for the end of Maine Yankee, many of us could be enjoying this type of heating and cooling, perhaps even more efficiently than we're enjoying it now, because this is using electricity. It's not using fossil fuel.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.